I'm Eric Kraljic with WRPR News.
Most 19-year-olds today are still adjusting to their first year of college, not knowing exactly how to manage their class schedule, living on their own for the first time, and just learning the ins and outs of the college life. For 19-year-old Eric Magbag, he doesn't have to adjust to the college lifestyle, but instead learn how to manage and operate his own business. After graduating high school, Magbag decided to make a career out of cutting hair, and has already garnered a large clientele within a few years of starting his business. I spoke to Eric and some of his clients to get some insight on how he started out and what he hopes to accomplish in the future.
I'm here at Eric Magbag's recently completed barbershop in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Over the course of about 30 days last spring, Eric renovated his garage into a fully functioning barbershop. From new tiles on the floor to a fresh layer of paint on the walls and a barber's chair mounted into the ground, the shop is exactly what he envisioned. Within this small square room, the barber chair sits about 2 feet away from a full-length mirror hung on the wall. And along each side of the mirror are shelves filled with different materials used to cut hair. Behind the chair are two couches which are used as a waiting area for clients, and in the back of the room, in each corner, sit two large stereo speakers which normally blast music while Eric goes to work. Although not the biggest barber shop you'll ever see, you wouldn't know it was a garage just 6 months ago.
Magbag says he didn't consider cutting hair until he was a senior in high school. But once he started doing it, he couldn't give it up.
When did you start to think that you could make a career out of cutting hair?
I was just cutting out of my basement, and then a barber from Little Ferry hit me up, and he was just like, "You want to work here?" And then worked in Little Ferry, I got all the high school clients.
So that's where it started?
Yeah, all started after high
school. Now, right now, what qualifications do you have? Have you received any training or?
Yeah, I actually just graduated beauty school.
Oh, where at? Which beauty school?
Empire Beauty in Paramus.
How long did it take? Like, how long?
Nine months.
9 months?
Yeah.
Was it hard? Like, what did you learn there?
I learned a lot of girl things. Really, I didn't teach. I was actually the teacher for barbering. They don't really teach any barbering.
So that's the stuff you know?
Yeah.
So you had to learn all the stuff about the beauty stuff aspect?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, like, on average, how many haircuts were you given in a week?
40 to 45.
Oh, wow. And what age group do you primarily cut for?
High school.
High school, pretty much.
And then I have a couple older people from the previous shops I worked at, but mainly high school right now.
With an average of about 40 to 45 clients per week, Eric has learned what it takes to be a reliable barber and how to overcome certain difficulties.
What's been the best part of cutting hair?
Having them shout you out on social media. Or just walking around town, just like, "Oh, Magbag, like, give me a cut." Just being known for something, you know?
Has there been anyone, or has there been one person that you've cut that you feel the most proud of?
There's this underground rapper I listen to, and I actually got to cut his hair over the summer.
What's his name?
Mike Studd.
And yeah, I know who that is, yeah.
Yeah, and then I got to go to AC, he called me over to go to AC, and I got to cut the whole entire.
Now, how'd you get in contact with him?
I was thinking to myself one night, I was like, "Oh, I want to cut this guy's hair." So I emailed his manager, and the manager got right back to me.
Oh, that's cool.
And then he's like, "Yeah, we're going to be in Jersey and all that."
While some may think that making money is the only reason Eric cuts hair, he believes otherwise.
So I recently saw that you went to New York City to cut hair for the homeless. What inspired you to do that?
Honestly, I had a dream about it. And people think I really care about money, honestly, but I just want to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Get back and just cut. I love cutting. So, and I think some people deserve to get a haircut, you know, make them look good.
Mm-hmm. Going forward, what goals have you set for yourself?
To find a good shop, like an actual barbershop to work at, where it has like no BS, no nothing, just straight working. And then to open my own shop in a couple of years.
Joe Borkowski, age 27, is one of Madbag's oldest clients, and he gave his thoughts into why he prefers Eric.
Went to Eric for a haircut about a year ago, and I found out about him because he's a former student of mine.
And what makes him different from other barbers that you went to?
I think Eric's a little bit different because he's always on time. I can tell he's very passionate about what he does.
Does his lack of experience worry you, or do you feel comfortable going to him every time?
I think his lack of experience worried me the first time he cut my hair, but I could tell after 5 or 10 minutes that he knew what he was doing.
As high schoolers are a large portion of Magbag's clients, I caught up with Dante Caperso, an 18-year-old who has been a client of Eric for about 2 years.
Well, Eric would always tell me to come by for a haircut ever since I've been in this team back a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And one day I just started going, and that was it.
What makes Eric different from other barbers that you went to?
Well, Eric compared to other barbers, it's just Eric's my friend, so I mean, closer to him a lot more than other barbers.
Despite just being a teenager, Eric Magbag is a successful and dependable business owner. Due to hard work and determination, his clients believe he has all the skill to make a tremendous career out of cutting hair. I'm Eric Kraljic, WRPR News.